Research shows that on average, a person will hear between 20 and 30,000 words a day. Now, understanding that what you listen to will have a profound impact in every area of your life, from your relationships to your finances, and from your physical, spiritual, and emotional health to whatever it is that you believe, the question is, out of those 20,000 to 30,000 words, which one will register the most? And the answer is simple, that for good or bad, the words of the people closest to you will have the greatest impact on your life. In the 18th chapter of the second book of Chronicles, we find the story of King Jehoshaphat of Judah and King Ahab of Israel, who through the marriage of their children entered into an alliance. Years after making this alliance, King Jehoshaphat went to visit King Ahab, who was preparing a lavish party for him, with the hopes that Jehoshaphat would join forces with him and enter into war against Syria. Now, Jehoshaphat, perhaps feeling obligated by their alliance, said that he would join King Ahab, but that they should first consult the prophets. After consulting with Micah, the prophet of the Lord, the prophet warned against going to war, but Jehoshaphat listened to Ahab instead and decided to go to war anyway. And as you can imagine, it did not go well for them. Jehoshaphat narrowly escaped being killed, while a single randomly fired arrow killed King Ahab during the battle. As Jesus would say, "Are you listening to me? Really listening to me?" See, because the words of the people you associate with, like them or not, carry great weight and will impact every area of your life. Out of the 20 to 30,000 words you will hear every day, the people you go to school with, do business with, or hang out with will impact you the most. So, who are you listening to? Who should you be listening to? And which are the alliances or associations you should get out of? Because, agree with them or not, for good or bad, the words of the people you associate with will influence every area of your life.